Think 19.
You heard it right here. Think 19. Co-op Financial Services, Think 19 in Miami, Florida.
Hot Miami.
I hear it's a little muggy out there right now, yes. But that's okay. Dr. Kathy Schneider is in the studio lounge. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited to be at Think. We have so many clients here. There's so much information. It's like you just go.
Which is good. So you're going to give us an update on Co-op's Engage solution line.
Yes.
So exciting. So what is the Engage solutions line? What does it include? What can we expect from it?
Engage,
being the leader of it.
Absolutely. Engage is all about how we are going to enable our credit unions to connect to their members in really meaningful ways.
Okay.
And what I want to help our products and our credit unions do is drive relationships and meet needs and be able to offer, you know, custom solutions, driving convenience, because it's all about the member.
Oh, yeah.
And it's what they need, when they need. They can pick the channel, they can pick the experience. Mm-hmm. And how do we take all of the co-op products and how are we looking at those in a way that's focused on the member experience as opposed to it from a technology mm-hmm. or a co-op perspective? Mm-hmm. You know, put it in the hands of the person using it. Mm-hmm. And then how can we make those experiences powerful and meaningful? Because at the end of the day, it's about loyalty,
yep.
relationship, trust, mm-hmm. which ultimately translates into credit union revenue and growth and all of those things. So that's what we're trying to do.
Woo, that is quite a full plate. I think it's more like a platter, sounds like. So I know, we all know that Co-op has been known best for.
Yes,
pardon my grammar.
Like, or,
oh my goodness. Anyway, so Co-op traditionally has been known for ATMs, shared branching, all that stuff, which is fantastic. So what's new with these credit union resources? What's going on out there with the ATMs and the shared branching right now?
Okay, so a lot going on in ATMs. And ATMs are trusted workhorses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They
oh,
give
yeah.
people cash. Mm-hmm. And as much as, you know, things are transitioning to digital, people still need cash.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing with ATMs, there's this Windows 10 mandate that's coming, which means that the software in the ATM has to be upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10. So we're really focused this year in helping our credit unions move all of those ATMs. We've got about 6,000 of them to do.
Gosh.
We are well on our way, I gotta tell you. We are signing clients up, we're installing them. But at the same time, we've been doing some work in the background in how to personalize that ATM experience. So you walk up to the ATM,
yes.
We know your language preference, your fast cash amount, and we really want to be able to personalize that experience. Makes it faster, mm-hmm. more convenient, mm-hmm. easier, mm-hmm. and plus the credit union member walks away going, I got exactly what I needed in a very fast way.
And really quickly, yeah.
So we're taking those things that we've been doing to enhance the ATM product line, mm-hmm. and at the same time, credit unions have to touch all of those ATMs. This is a big deal to
yeah.
go through Windows 10, right? So we're saying, hey, when you do that, why don't you add these feature functions? Ability to drive custom marketing materials,
yeah, yeah.
personalization. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you have to go to the ATM anyway. Let's help make that stand out so that your members go back there.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing with ATM.
Okay.
A lot going on there.
That sure sounds like it. That's an understatement.
And, you know, and along with that, at the same time, all of the vendors are having new code. This is new code, new certifications. We're taking care of all that for the credit union. So when they come to us, we're just ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Start installing ATMs.
Right.
Shared branch. So shared branch is this rich legacy 40-year-old product. And we've really been focused on consolidating this history so that we have one set of operating rules, we have one technology platform, so we've been moving people, migrating. At the end of May, our ETNS technology team will have moved, I think it's 1,147 credit unions, 800 connections
wow.
to our new go-forward platform.
Wow.
So what that does is it puts us in a position to do more things because you're not trying to do two things at two platforms at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're really focused on kind of the infrastructure, rules, pricing, the technology consolidation, and I don't know if you remember, last year I think we announced Cooper
mm-hmm.
for shared branch.
Definitely remember Cooper.
So Cooper is hard at work, and it is the tool that we will use not only for shared branch, but this account-based platform that we're going to use to drive other engagement for other services for the members.
Okay.
So we're taking a very different approach, you know, rather than product silos, mm-hmm. we're looking at things across every channel mm-hmm. that a member could use, mm-hmm. and getting the migration was important, done, you know, that was important. Getting Cooper stood up, that was important. We've learned a lot, and it's now in a position where we can kind of start fine-tuning it.
Ah, very nice. You're in the fine-tuning stage.
Yes, we are.
So what are your duties as leader of this the Engage line? So what are you in charge of? And
so it's really important that we have our corporate strategy and vision mm-hmm. to be a technology partner for credit unions. We want to enable them to integrate faster into our products and services. And what my team and I are doing is looking at how do we strategically, number one, you have to just do sort of the industry things, mm-hmm. but how are we thinking about all of those products from that lens to say, if I do something, let's take alerts and controls, which is a function on your mobile phone, turn your card off, turn your card on, mm-hmm. it helps reduce fraud, mm-hmm. gives them control, all
that stuff.
Those things. How can we do that in a manner that supports the credit union need maybe for API integration into their mobile app? They might want a companion app that they just sort of hook into it. So as we think about each of those individual products, we're looking across our broader data strategy, our integration strategy. So they each have to kind of stand alone, mm-hmm. but all fit together.
Oh boy.
It's fun.
That's a puzzle, which I'm sure you guys will put together quite easily.
We are excited.
So what's the significance of this category for credit unions?
So it's all about brand loyalty, mm-hmm. right? And driving that connection, becoming the PFI for that member. We are hearing at Think about all of the new non-financial institution providers, and they're trying to step in between the credit union and that member.
Aren't
and go,
they
hey,
ever?
Trust me, you know, put them in the background, mm-hmm. and what we want to do is help bring that credit union, make sure they're in the front, and that the member is connecting to the credit union for everything that they need, mm-hmm. that they become their partner. Mm-hmm. It's like their friend.
Right.
Because they
right.
know them.
Right.
And they know who they are, what they need, when they need it. And all of our Engage products will really focus on that.
Mm-hmm. And the next step from there is to get that message out.
Yes.
To the general consumer public out there. So that's the next one. So, but I think some other people are working on that. I hope. You guys are doing the tech part, which is awesome.
Yep.
Now we need to get the messaging part as well. So keep that momentum going. So
absolutely.
So what are you guys, what's the goal? What's the end game here? I don't think there's an end game. What's the goal here?
It's an evolution.
Yeah, exactly. It's like owning a home. It's never done. You're always
yes,
improving.
That is so true. So one of the really big things we're working on this year is alerts and controls. So I talked about that card-based mm-hmm. experience. Mm-hmm. So we had that before for debit. And what we're working on is bringing a solution to market that says if you have a debit card, if you have a credit card, I can put both of those together, because the chances are if you lost your purse, you lost your wallet, probably your debit and credit card yep. are both gone.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So what we want to do is put that together, again, crossing product silos. So we're not thinking about individual payment instruments. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about the member experience and what they need to control. Mm-hmm. So alerts and controls, definitely focus for this year. We'll be making some big announcements on that.
All right.
Just a few months. getting the Windows 10 done for the credit unions, that's just paramount. I mean,
yeah.
We just have to do that. It's taking a ton of focus. And then we're also working on some new payment instruments, Zelle, for our credit unions,
that
so that they
breakfast.
Can
yeah.
tap into that
wow.
and use that. So
okay.
those are sort of three big primary things.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of little stuff.
Okay. Well, Zelle's a big one. So
Zelle is a very big one.
Because
tapping
that's
into that.
Quite popular with the younger folks.
It is.
For sure.
They want that convenience.
Right.
They want the option, to pay anybody. And the question's going to become, for the credit unions to participate in that, the data that they need to contribute, how they're going to integrate with that, are they going to put it inside their mm-hmm. mobile application mm-hmm. and presence, or are they going to do a standalone? So we'll work with them to figure
okay.
that all out.
Ooh.
But definitely moving forward.
Okay, yeah, anxious to see how that works out as well. All right, Kathy, I think you answered all the questions. Anything else?
Ding, ding, ding.
You did it. You did it. No, I knew you would do it with flying colors.
All right.
Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
You know, it's so important to stay connected to that member.
Yeah.
And understanding who they are and the data and the analytics that we're going to have and this ability to deliver it however the credit union needs it, it is so exciting.
Yeah, I think it's kind of reverse engineering it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, let's...
You start at the end.
Exactly.
And understand who they are. They talked about the different demographics this morning when we kicked off, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got your tech savvy, you've got the I don't trust anybody. You know, all of these different consumers. And it's true, we have to meet the needs of every single one of them. So we're going to help our credit unions do that.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Kathy Schneider.